The film More Than a Word is running Saturday, March 2nd at the Normal Theater. The documentary not only examines the ongoing fight against Native American mascots, but highlights how that fight fits into the wider struggle of identity for indigenous people. Ken Little and his brother John directed the movie. Both are members of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and both committed to creating More Than a Word to press for representations that honor the history and humanity of indigenous people. Ken Little says that film was, for them, the best way to reveal the impact mascots like the Washington Redskins have had on Native people.
We kind of realized that, you know, there needed to be some kind of resource out there, because we noticed that a lot of the media coverage was, you know, either one side or the other. So we wanted to kind of create a resource that was kind of, you know, just the facts down the middle that, you know, we could put out there for people to look at.
What are some of the issues that are surrounding the Washington team name, and what are you addressing in this documentary?
It's a lot of misrepresentation. People kind of build up their perspective, you know, of what they think that we are based on these incorrect, you know, stereotypes. The issues are ongoing. You know, I think recently, you know, you had the incident with the Covington Catholic High School and the Nathan Phillips, Native elder in Washington, D.C. You know, you had kids in the back doing tomahawk chops and the war chants. And, you know, I think a lot of that they're learning in these sports arenas.
Yeah, you could see that in any Atlanta Braves game.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, here in Kansas City, you know, we have the Chiefs, which the namesake isn't, you know, necessarily as bad, but a lot of that goes on at games. So for us, as Native people, it kind of creates this false, you know, idea of who we are, and kind of, in a way, holds us to the past, you know, that we're no longer here, you know, we're no longer alive. These images are from 100 years ago, or they're, you know, from movies that portray, you know, 100 years ago. So I don't think a lot of people necessarily think of us in the present tense, because they're constantly, from very young age, they're seeing these images and they're seeing these things going on at games. So I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to kind of confront that and kind of show, you know, from a Native perspective, how we feel about this issue.
But you're not just looking at a Native perspective in your documentary, More Than a Word. You're also talking to people who like the fact that sports teams have names like the Redskins or the Braves or what have you. What are they saying that they think that it's a good thing? Do they think that it's honoring Native culture?
Honor is usually the standard response that we get from a lot of people. With the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, well, the name isn't as bad. Or you have, you know, the Chicago Blackhawks, where the name isn't as bad. But the same things kind of happen at these games. As far as, you know, people dressing up with fake headdresses and, you know, doing the war chants and stuff like that. They use honor as an excuse. In reality, I think it's more of an excuse. I don't think it's really, it's kind of a second thought, because I think in reality, when they're doing these things, they're not even thinking of us until they're confronted with you know, the issue itself. So, I mean, honor, I think tradition, you know, you have like a team like the Washington team that's close to 80-some years, I think they've been a team. So, you know, people think, well, why change it now? I think a lot of them, you know, they blame, you know, political correctness. You know, I think that with mascots, it's typically animals or Native American people. So it's kind of one of those weird things that, you know, and I mean, we kind of address that in the documentary, where that arose from, you know, trying to find an identity with, you know, this new country, these, you know, everybody was kind of an immigrant from somewhere else. And, you know, how do they find, you know, something that kind of attaches themselves to this country? And, you know, Native people being here, you know, that's something that they kind of attach themselves to. People kind of villainized us during pioneer days, as they were, you know, westward expansion was going on. You know, they kind of villainized us to justify forcing us out.
Ken, where do you see the fight against Indian mascots fitting in with the wider struggle for political, educational, and environmental justice?
It fits in with everything, I think, because I've had people in the past say, you know, why is this such a big issue when you have poverty statistics, these suicide statistics that people like to quote, or you have, you know, you're fighting pipelines or, you know, whatnot. What's more important than your identity? And I think that, you know, that's why it's related, is because if people in Congress or these lawmakers or, you know, people enforcing the law, if they grow up with these stereotypes and they don't view you as human beings, you know, alive and well today, then they're not going to take you seriously on all of these other issues. I think all of our issues are interconnected, but I think that identity is probably, in some ways, probably the most important issue that we have, just because, you know, people, they're not going to listen to us because they think that we're kind of these savage people who don't, you know, they don't know how to do anything themselves. So, and they don't view us in the present day where, you know, we're actually governing ourselves and we have our own laws, you know, on our reservations. We have people living in urban areas that are doctors, lawyers, you name it, but they still think of us in that past. So I think that's why identity is, you know, the key aspect to being taken seriously on every other issue.
Having this ongoing issue, is it a unifier for Native Americans, something to stand behind and say no more?
I think for the most part it is. You know, I can't speak for all Native people, but I mean, the majority that I've talked to, I think all stand behind this issue. It was eye-opening for us when we started this project. We started at in Minneapolis. There was a rally in 2014, and, you know, we were first starting to do the documentary, so we thought maybe we could meet some people up there, but we had no idea. I mean, I think there was probably 3,000 people there, all in one place standing behind this issue. So it was kind of like this awakening for us to realize that there's more people out there that are fighting this issue. And I definitely think that communities stand behind it. And, you know, most of the Native people I know are supportive of it, you know, and they realize the impact that it has on us.
About 20 years ago, a film came out by Jay Rosenstein, a documentary called In Whose Honor?
Mm-hmm.
And it dealt with Chief Illiniwek, who is the mascot or was the mascot for the University of Illinois. Were you at all inspired by that film and really how that helped to move the discussion of this issue along?
Yeah, I think definitely. I lived in Illinois, so I remember seeing the sweatshirts for, you know, U of I all over the place. It was after I'd moved away that I'd seen the film, and it gave me something to kind of have hope in that people were noticing this. When we went to that rally in Minneapolis, Charlene Teeters, who's actually the subject of that film, is the first person that we met. We interviewed her, and then she actually put us into contact with Amanda Black Horse and Tara Hauska and Greg Deal and everybody else that we interviewed for the film, because she kind of felt like it was time to pass that on to the younger generation who was now fighting it, because she felt like her story had been told through that film. So it was kind of, you know, in a way, it kind of, you know, paved the way for that.
In 2005, the NCAA actually instituted a ban on schools that use hostile or abusive American Indian nicknames. Do you think this will ever be something that the NFL will adopt, or the Major League Baseball? Do you ever think that they will look at the NCAA and take inspiration from them for the stand that they have taken?
I would like to think so. Major League Baseball definitely has started to be a little more progressive on that end. I think they just retired Chief Wahoo. Cleveland's still going to be called the Indians, but they've retired using the logo. So I definitely think that they're starting to make stride forward on that capacity. But unfortunately, you know, maybe several years before they actually, you know, really start making headway. Just this last summer, Little League actually announced that they were banning Native names from teams. And so I think in some ways that's kind of more important, because, you know, Little League, that's where the kids are getting these influences from, so that when they grow up, these things are acceptable to them. In a few years, I think you're going to start seeing that impact of, you know, the younger kids are not going to grow up thinking that those things are okay. And so I think then you might see more of an influence on NFL and Major League Baseball and, you know, NHL. Money talks for them. And I think, you know, their fan base is going to at some point say, you know, I'm going to stop buying these jerseys. I'm going to stop buying these tickets to these games. But I mean, I think we're years from that. You know, the biggest key, I think, is just awareness. And that's one of the reasons we made this film, is just so that people had that resource to be more aware that, you know, these are, you know, issues that we feel very strongly about, and, you know, they do negatively impact us. And so I think that more and more people are becoming aware of that. That awareness is probably the first step to getting those things changed.
That's filmmaker Ken Little. His documentary, More Than a Word, runs at the Normal Theater Saturday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. A panel discussion follows the film. I'm Laura Kennedy.